point number five.
Okay, if I could go ahead and have your attention here in the media center, we'll go ahead and roll into our post-race media availability for the 20th annual UNOH 200, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. And we're joined by our third-place finisher, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 8 Plan B Sales Inc. Chevrolet. And John Hunter, please walk through this race from your perspective. I mean, you had a little delay before we got started here, but you brought that truck home third.
Yeah, we definitely did. I think that shows that you never stop fighting until it's over. And we didn't have the best qualifying spot, starting 14th on the outside. When the rain came, it washed most of the VHT off the bottom of the racetrack. So the first few laps, the top, you could roll pretty good. And then after about five laps, the bottom rubbered up again. And that kind of seemed to be the line for most of the race. But I definitely am glad that it rained because we were able to move up to the middle and top there midway to the end of the race. And I think that definitely helped being able to run too wide. But we never stopped working from the time we got here. We didn't have the best truck right off the lift gate, but we worked on it pretty hard. And to come home third, it's a successful night, and we just played it smart, and I think that's what it's going to take to win this championship.
Okay, we're also joined by our runner-up, Matt Crafton, driver of the number 88 Great Lakes Floored Menards Toyota for Thor Sport. And Matt, second-place finish tonight. It was really hard to catch up with that 46 truck, but you sure tried.
Yeah, we definitely, on that last run, we had really, really good speed. Kyle caught us in traffic and went by us, and I was just a little bit off, and I found something right there at the end, and I started mowing him down. I picked up 2.5 tenths with it when they were reading me lap times. It's like, ooh, maybe we have something for him, and we got within about 5 or 6 of them, and the yellow came out, and I'm like, oh, this is not good on this restart. And I was glad when I looked back, and the 21 and the 8 were side by side laying on each other. I'm like, whew, I got some breathing room here, and got back to the bottom. But all in all, very good day. It's definitely not where we wanted to be. We wanted to be sitting up top right here, but we'll get one sooner or later here. I know I finished second to Kyle probably 3 times here, I think, right about that. So way too many.
Okay, we'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for either one of these gentlemen, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here with Caleb and go to Bob.
Caleb Whistler, kickingthetires.net and speedwaydigest.com. How did the complexion of this race change? We saw drivers move up to the high line whenever the rains came. How did the complexion of this race change with the VHT?
Well, I definitely think that if it wouldn't have rained, it would have been one groove, and everybody would have been rooting each other out of the way. But I don't know. I guess it was a blessing that it rained, and it washed some of the rubber off and VHT off, because we were able to move up, and you were able to run too wide, and Kyle found something at the top and was way fast at the end. I'm just kind of disappointed in myself that I didn't try it any time sooner.
Bob Parker, ESPN. I guess for Matt, can you kind of talk about that as well? I mean, was there any extra grip on the bottom groove throughout the night? And then did you expect Kyle to be able to drive through the field like he did after getting the penalty?
I knew he was going to drive through him, but I didn't know how quick he was going to get through him. And I'm out there leading. I was just pacing myself. I need to have some tires left here at the end. Don't do anything stupid and burn your stuff up. And they're like, 46 to third. And I'm like, oh, damn, I better go. And so we took off at that point, and then we got in lap traffic, and he really, really caught us. And that's what they said. He moved to the top. I ran the bottom majority of the night. I moved up once, but his truck was really, really good in the third lane, and we were just off just a little bit up there where he was. But when I did find what I found there at the bottom, it was really, really good. I sucked that last yellow came out.
Was there extra grip on the bottom still, or did the rain wash everything?
It didn't wash it all off, no. I think the modifieds took a lot of it off, and that was a good thing. I think that was a very good thing. I really like the VHT. I just think they need to put a fair amount on the bottom like they did, and then put it throughout the whole racetrack, and maybe not as much in the middle and top, and then you'd have something. I think they just put so much on the bottom, and the modifieds really, really helped us running tonight, picking some of that up, and then the rain helped as well.
Just to add to that, if you go back and look at the Xfinity and Cup race here, all the practices that the Cup guys had and Xfinity guys had in the Xfinity race, they were able to move to the top because the VHT wore off. So I don't know next year if they need to just put a little bit down or less down than they did. But it's definitely a cool traction compound. I mean, instead of soaking tires, you're pretty much soaking the corners and you're gaining a lot of grip.
Yeah, I think it'd be huge for a lot of the racetracks, to be totally honest. A lot of these racetracks need to look into it.
Matt Weaver, AutoWeek.com. For Matt, somewhat off topic, I know you've got strong feelings on the spec motor. You've been very clear about that on social media. When NASCAR had its recent meeting with the Truck Series teams, do you feel like you and your team had your voices heard in that dialogue?
I think they just kind of told us the direction, what we were possibly going to go with it. I mean, at the end of the day, the sport was built on manufacturers. And so that's the end of the day. I don't really want to piss the manufacturers off and them say, we don't really need to do it with brand X motor in there. I mean, that's what I'm worried about at the end of the day, that the sport was built on, I mean, all the manufacturers, and that's why we are where we are.
Any additional questions? Kenny?
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com. Matt, normally a late restart like that, guys want something like that because you got another shot at him. And knowing how hard he probably drove up through the field to use his truck up to get past you, why did you not feel like you had a shot at that point? I mean, even though you said you'd found something.
There was still, I mean, I think the bottom was still dominant where the VHT, where he took off, where he could take off. And I knew he was going to be able to launch hard right there in the VHT. And I couldn't get any of my tires into it, and I was spinning the tires a little bit too much.
Jacob
Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network. For John Hunter, after the bad luck and the tough run that you guys had last time out, to come back, rebound, have a third place finish, especially getting so close to the playoffs and knowing what your team's fought through, how big a night is this from a not just a momentum standpoint, but for you guys as a team to really build a title run here?
Definitely feels good, not only for myself, but our whole team. Last week was pretty disappointing, wrecking out at lap four. It kind of had the mood at the shop kind of down this past week, and it seems like that's kind of what our season's been. It's either been really good or really bad. So to come back and finish third, it definitely feels good for our whole team, but we just have to keep building trucks that are fast and keep running like we are. I mean, we bring a fast race truck to the racetrack each and every week. We just have to be smart. I have to be smarter on the racetrack. We got to be smarter making adjustments throughout the races and just make sure that we're there at the end, because if you're not there at the end, you aren't going to finish well.
Any additional questions here in the media center? Any questions upstairs in the press box? No questions in the press box. Gentlemen, thanks for putting on a great show tonight. Good luck.
Thank you.